Prolific English playwright Alan Ackbourn penned the farcical Table Manners, which opens April 4th at Heartland Theater and runs through the 20th. The director is Joseph P. McDonnell, who helms his first Heartland show, having recently moved to the Twin Cities after a lengthy career on Broadway. McDonnell says Table Manners is the first play in Ackbourn's The Norman Conquests trilogy, but you don't need to see the other plays to enjoy this comedy. It stands alone nicely.
It is a comedic farce, English farce, that is about a family, essentially, who have gathered together in their mother's home for a variety of purposes, and they do not belong together under any circumstances.
So we have a character who's one of the central characters to the show, and his name is Norman. Norman is kind of fascinating. Tell me about him.
Norman is an utterly self-absorbed romantic who just needs attention because his wife doesn't give him any. So he's desperate, as he would put it, to give love, but it's really to get attention to himself.
So is he a bit of a ladies' man?
He certainly tries to be, and he's somewhat successful, but it's debatable.
It all takes place, appropriately enough for a play called Table Manners, in a dining room.
Yes,
so what
does.
Sort of situations does that bring to the play?
Well, it's only over 2 days. You get a dinner, breakfast the next day, dinner that night, and breakfast the next morning. And it's people having conversations and showing why they don't get along. But yet under the guise of, let's just have a nice family dinner. You know, it's Thanksgiving at anyone's house, pretty much.
So can we expect to sort of see a bit of ourselves in these characters?
I would hope so. That's the whole point of theater to me, is to reflect who we are back at us so we can say, oh, that's what I look like. Maybe I do or don't want to be that.
Joe, why did you want to direct this show? Have you done it before professionally?
I didn't. I was forced by the judge to. No, that's not true.
it's a community service.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in the witness protection program as well.
But so forget I just called
name,
you Joe.
Which is super weird. I like to direct things. I spent a lifetime in show business. Like, I came from New York to here, and my career is over that way. But I still love the theater, and I love to be involved. And so I had known Reese Lovell, who's our artistic director here, over the years. And I had suggested I want to direct. And just one day, I happened to catch him and talk to him, and he needed a director for this. And I was like, well, I would direct. And he said, really? And I said, yes, really. And then that was pretty much it. The thing about the theater is it's live people expressing and communicating with other live people in real time. The young generations are complaining that they feel disconnected and that the electronics have made them feel alienated. Well, guess what? We all get locked in a room for 2+ hours or so together, and it's real people giving you their real heart and soul on stage. You're just not going to find that anyplace else.
We have a very small footprint here at Heartland Theater, very small space within to work. Do you find that at all a hindrance in doing a play?
Well, don't let them kid you. Size matters. But I like the intimate theater experience. It's fun to work in a 3/4 space where you have audience on three sides. It's, although a challenge for the actors, I mean, not so much for me because I just have to keep saying, turn out, there's people over there. But it's a challenge for them. And I've liked as an actor too, it's fun to really be able to feel and experience your audience, which you don't get on really big stages. They're kind of off in the dark somewhere chortling, and you don't hear. You can actually look them in the face if you were, I think, foolish enough to do that.
So you don't recommend your actors could really break character if they go out and they look and suddenly, boom, it's, oh, look, that's Bernie from accounting out there.
Yeah, I think so. I've never subscribed to that mentality. I remember actors would come into dressing rooms and say, this audience is terrible. And I would say, I don't even notice them. I'm too busy in my own world. It's just better that I don't know what's going on.
Are you committed to just directing now that you are here in Bloomington and you're working with Heartland Theater? Or would you like to go back to acting as well for Heartland?
I actually can't because I'm a...
Oh, you're equity.
Yeah. And so they would have to get a union contract and pay me money, and I'm not going to ask them to do that. I don't see myself as worth that kind of cash anymore, certainly. And I actually don't mind if I never perform again. Although, to be fair, I did do the gala for the museum last year, which is a one-day fundraiser, which is comes outside. I just had to get a hold of the union, and they give you this piece of paper you sign, and then it's all okay. And
because it was for a nonprofit, you could do
right,
it?
Right, it's like a charity event, one-night thing. So I could do that sort of thing. I can do readings, but I cannot do actual plays and musicals and things like that.
Do you see yourself as becoming a part of the regular stable of directors here at Heartland then?
That would be great. Really, I see myself taking over all theater in Bloomington Normal in its entirety and becoming the emperor of theater. But maybe I have a false sense of my own wonderfulness. I lived a life of 30 plus years in show business, and it afforded me a lot of really great moments I will never forget. I feel very, very lucky. And it also affords me with a base of knowledge to approach something like this play, which I'd never done before, even read before.
Well, you mentioned that you have a wonderful long history in show business. And when you were sort of starting out in your career, you worked with Debbie Reynolds. Can you talk about what you learned from her and how you're applying that to the comedic situations here?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, as if I were speaking about my own father, I'll tell you about the good things I learned from her.
Oh, boy.
Because they were bad ones, too. Debbie was amazing because she was trained in the MGM schools. And so her skill set was unbelievable. She knew exactly what she was doing at all times. She also understood that her fame and fortune was based on her fan base. And she was the most generous person I've ever seen with audience. She would go in between shows, and it was like a three-hour show. During her dinner break, she would go outside the stage door and during her whole dinner break, sign autographs, take pictures, deal with the public. I'll give you the best story about her, though, what a professional she was. So she was someone who, because she was up sipping drinks till very, very late, would sleep in late, and she would need a little help getting up. So if she had an early morning interview, it was extremely tricky. So basically, she had a TV interview, and they brought her in, and she looked, it was like they were bringing in a stuffed doll or a mummy or something. She was basically asleep, and they plopped her wig on her head, and they fixed up her makeup and straightened up her outfit, because she always wore a sweatsuit. So they changed her, and she's in this chair, and she just is not conscious. And then you see them go, 5, 4, 3, 2, and bang, eyes open, on, hilarious, on them, I mean, on the nose, everything was perfect. And then they were like, all right, cut, back down. They had to carry her out. It was amazing.
Sparkle, Shirley, sparkle.
Yeah.
That is so amazing that she really knew when to be on.
Yeah.
So that was a great lesson to learn.
Yeah, and she could be an incredibly generous person and really fun, really just a delight. And I also used to wrestle with her, but that's a whole other story we won't have time for.
Greco-Roman?
No, just sort of like we would get in an argument, and she would always have two-room suites, and then she would say, come with me, and drag me into the other room. And she was Irish, and I'm Irish, so we understood this kind of fighting. And then somehow we would end up like wrestling on the bed and then falling on the floor laughing. That's kind of how it went.
That's Joseph P. McDonald, director of Table Manners at Heartland Theater, opening April 4th and running through the 20th. I'm Laura Kennedy.